T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman and Crowder at Twin Peaks in Davie, like we do every Monday. Crowder not with me today. He's doing the Dolphins pregame show. Zach Duarte by my side for the next couple of hours. And we are exclusively on 790 The Ticket because the Dolphins pregame show is underway on 560 The Joe. All right, so we got a lot of stuff to get through in the next couple of hours as well. I want to start with the code word, give everybody a chance at winning $1,000. The code word this hour is Cliff, C-L-I-F-F, Cliff. Text the word Cliff right now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Text the word Cliff right now to 72881. Your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. But again, if you want to get in on the winning, text the word Cliff right now to 72881. About four and a half hours away from Dolphins and Steelers on Monday Night Football. You have any upset feelings on this one, Zach? Or
nope.
You think the Dolphins are headed for their seventh? What are they, 0-6 right now?
0-6.
0-6, headed for their seventh loss.
0-7.
You think it's a blowout tonight, or you think they can keep it close?
I think they will keep it close, just like they've done the last few weeks, into the third or fourth quarter, and then it kind of just
And then it just
gets
goes
away.
Off the rails, yeah.
I mean, if you think about last week, they had the lead headed in the fourth quarter.
The last three games, really, because was it
Los Angeles?
Dallas, right, wasn't it?
No, yeah. Los Angeles was the Chargers was the last game before the bye.
It was Washington.
Oh, you're right. And
Washington
then Washington.
Was the close one, right?
Washington. Yeah. Well, Washington they hung close with, and that came down to the two-point conversion, which Solana opined in the last hour that that might be the most memorable play of the Dolphins' last decade, the failed two-point conversion, which, by the way, I don't think I disagree with you, Solana. It's either that or the Miami Miracle. Kenyon Drake's been traded. Actually, I guess I'm stealing your headlines here. Before I continue on, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So, yeah, Kenyon Drake was traded to the Arizona Cardinals. For right now, it's a sixth-round pick that the Dolphins receive in return, but apparently it could be a fifth-round pick in the future.
All right, there you go with that. We'll see how he works out in Arizona. They play Thursday night, and I imagine he'll get a lot of carries.
Yeah, Dolphins at Steelers Monday Night Football, 8:15 p.m. again on our sister station, 560 The Joe. Dolphins are 14-point underdogs heading into Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was just looking at that right now. You know what's jumping out at me that I like a lot? Mark Walton, over-under on rushing yards, is 46.5. I mean, they are going to feed him the ball like crazy tonight, I think. I think I like the over on that
Well,
one.
You also have to hope that the game doesn't get away from them too quickly.
Right, and they just have to throw the the entire – it's the only thing that could throw that off.
Right.
Walton, though, over 46.5. All right, what else you got, Solana?
The NFL trade deadline is tomorrow at 4 p.m. There's still a bunch of trade – rumors happening in the NFL, especially over in Los Angeles. A couple people think a certain running back may be on the move.
Really? Who are these certain people?
Adam Schefter, for one, thinking that
I like trying to catch you.
Yeah, you are. You really are. And I don't have the name in front of me, so you kind of did.
I know.
You
kind of
did.
Well, when you.
But I did prove you wrong with a lot of people have Tyler Herro as Rookie of the Year. So I did prove you wrong.
But they didn't have him as Rookie of the Year until after you had said it. But regardless, I'll let you win that one. You win that one. What else you got, Solana?
Tonight on 790 The Ticket at 10 p.m., it's the Panthers in Vancouver. They're taking on the Canucks again. That is on 790 The Ticket because of the Dolphins game on 560 WQAM.
All right.
Tomorrow, the Heat are back at home. They are 2-1 after falling yesterday, failing to get to 3-0. They're going to host Trae Young, Hawks boy, and the Atlanta Hawks. That's at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was. I had some money on several games Saturday night, and I watched a full game of Trae Young. And I found him to be exciting regardless, but watching him for a full game, man, he was fun to watch. I'm into him.
So I said earlier in the show that LSU had jumped to number one overall in the college football rankings. How about this for some more LSU news? Their fan base is celebrating because they got a commit. His name is the coldest to ever do it, Crawford.
I'm sorry, the coldest to ever do it?
The coldest to ever do it, Crawford, has committed to the number one ranked LSU Tigers.
Is that a nickname or that's his legal name?
His legal birth name is the coldest, so not the coldest, but the coldest to ever do it, Crawford.
But it's all one word?
His first name is the coldest, and then his middle name is to ever do it.
To ever do it. That's excellent. And what position does he play?
He plays... I'm not sure.
Okay. All right.
Wide receiver.
All right. All right.
Yeah. And finally, guys, candystore.com released a study of each state's most popular candy. Want to guess Florida's most popular candy?
So is this for Halloween or is this just popular candy in general?
Well, in general, it's a survey or I guess a study they've done now for the past 12 months. It obviously has to coincide with Halloween, but it's not specific to Halloween.
All right, so it's the most popular candy. Does that mean most popular purchased or just...
Yes, most popular candy, and the research was done as the candy most purchased in each state.
I am going to go... This is Florida?
Florida.
I'm going to go... I'll go Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Zach?
I think that's too safe.
Yeah?
Something like... I'm not even going to think of like some kind of lollipop or something.
Like a blow pop, like a Charms
not
blow
a
pop,
not a blow
Tootsie pop.
I don't know. Go ahead, Solana, hit me.
I mean, what kind of guess is that? It was Skittles.
Terrible guess.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely.
Skittles.
Skittles was number one. Candy corn is number one in five different states. Hawk.
Oh, stop it.
Saltwater taffy and hot tamales both won in three states.
See what
each.
I'm like? These are ridiculous.
I mean,
answers.
That's crazy.
That's why I didn't even want to bother answering this question.
Saltwater taffy. Nobody gets that unless you're on vacation.
Saltwater taffy won in three states.
But nobody goes to get saltwater taffy if you live somewhere. The only time you get saltwater taffy is if you're on vacation. If you're in Myrtle Beach, you get like a handful of saltwater taffy. You go to Key West, you get a handful of saltwater taffy.
I mean, take it up with candystore.com, Hawk.
By the way, DeColdis Crawford is a sophomore in high school.
I'm excited about him. So I love the name
he's a
there.
Class of 2022 commit.
So what's the what's like the number one overall candy? Is it?
It was Skittles, actually, in the United States. The most states were
really?
Purchasing Skittles. Yeah, Reese's was second.
So I did my Halloween shopping. I'm glad you brought this up. Do you have to do weather this hour or no?
I don't.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, you can. I didn't know if I should move on.
No, you caught me off guard there. I was going to give weather, but you're right. I don't have to give weather, even though I'm sure people are going to be very disappointed.
Would
about
you like
that.
To give a quick dander and pollen report?
Yeah, the levels are extreme.
Okay. I don't think you really looked at it. So I did my Halloween shopping over the weekend, but my strategy for Halloween, as long as Solana brought up candy, my strategy for Halloween is you got to be a little bit out of the ordinary. The kids, they knock on the door, they ring the doorbell or whatever. You don't want to be the same household that's giving away Snickers, Twix, Milky Way. You know, it's the same little bite-sized candy. So you got to go a little bit out of the ordinary. So I had to do a little bit of shopping, but I did track down at a local, I think it was a Walgreens, like a 60-pack of Fun Dip. So I bought the 60-pack of Fun Dip, and then I tracked down like some Halloween-themed Ring Pops. So now I got some of the chocolate, the regular stuff that you give away on Halloween, but I also got the Fun Dip and I got the Ring Pops there. I think, you know, more households need to put a little bit of effort into, you know, getting something a little out of the ordinary for Halloween. So it's not, you know, a bag full of Butterfingers, which, by the way, happen to be the worst candy that's out there. Yeah, don't tell me you like a Butterfinger.
I enjoy it. I don't particularly care for it.
Oh, it's so awful. A Butterfinger goes right to the trash
I like all the Snickers, Twix, Reese's.
But you got to go a little bit out of the ordinary. Like, do you give away candy on Halloween, or you
no,
keep the you keep the lights down low?
I'm a Grinch.
Yeah,
I expect Dunkin' Donuts to be open, you know,
on Christmas Eve.
on Christmas.
What about you? What about you, Solana? You do Halloween candy giveaway?
Oh yeah, Halloween candy in the Solana household's a big thing, and we pride ourselves on giving away good Halloween candy. You're right, Hawk. Butterfinger straight into the trash. I just want to give out Tootsie Rolls because I know how much people love them.
Just save me your Butterfingers, guys. Don't throw them away.
I'll be happy. I'll give them to you all day long. Tootsie Rolls, I know you're joking there, Solana. Tootsie Rolls, I mean, honestly, you give away Tootsie Rolls, I think it's fair game to not just egg that house, but to break all their windows.
Tootsie Rolls.
And to vandalize any car that they have outside.
You don't like Tootsie Rolls?
No. And I know you don't either. I know you're trying to troll me. You're trolling me.
I love
Tootsie
Rolls.
You are trolling me. I want to know, do you go above and beyond for Halloween candy like I do? I have a feeling that you go above and beyond like I do.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls, the coldest to ever do it.
Yeah, if you give away Tootsie Rolls, if you give away little baggies of candy corn, if you give away Milk Duds or Dots, which I mean, you know, put a little effort in. Everybody knows when they ring your doorbell. If you're giving away a bag full of Dum Dums, everybody knows that you spend $3 on the 150 pack of the cheapest candy out there.
We'd be giving away protein powder in my house.
Yeah, you can stop by Zach Duarte's house, get some HGH. You give it away in a little pack, or is it sprinkled on a popcorn ball?
You get it straight from the needle.
All right, text in. What do you give away for Halloween? 67974.
Right in the buttocks.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, I'm skipping your house for Halloween. What a crappy candy you're handing out. Hold on a second. I just told you. I've got all the standard candies, and then I've got a second auxiliary dish that allows you to choose Fun Dip or a Ring Pop. Get the hell out of here with that text. Somebody texts in, what's the problem with Butterfingers? They're just bad. They're just bad. They're like they get caught in your teeth. I don't know. I don't like them. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment. John Michaels, for those of you that don't know, he joins us usually on Mondays or Tuesdays to talk about the Hurricanes game. So he's a longtime radio host in Atlanta, but grew up down here. He's got the Canes logo tatted all over his body. His son's name is Kane. He is the biggest Hurricanes fan in the media. And obviously he's going to be happy about the Pitt victory, but we'll look ahead towards FSU as well. So we're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes football with John Michaels from SB Nation Radio here in a moment. First, I want to get you to Tucker Duke's time. And you know what I should be giving away for Halloween? Hockman Burgers, now that I think about it. You should come to the Hockman house, and I should have the Tucker Duke's lunch truck out there, and we should be firing up Hockman Burgers. Now I'm starting to think about it. I may do that on Thursday night. Tucker Duke's time. I love talking and tweeting and Instagramming about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. When you go there, you will fall in love with the food, especially the Hockman Burger, which is available exclusively at Tucker Duke's through the end of the year. And the Hockman Burger, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you, a half-pound burger. It's got Fritos, chili, shredded cheddar, raw onions, and sour cream. It's the best burger you'll ever eat. I'm so damn proud of the Hockman Burger. Everybody seems to love it. Solana went and got one with me. Crowder did as well. Zach never showed up, which is weird. It's just a couple minutes from his house. Now, you're refuting that? Now, they've also got the Tucker Duke Burger, which is a half-pound burger with American cheese piled high with onion rings covered in their signature Tucker sauce. Or today, which is Monday, it's a Mondragon Monday, you can get their famous Mondragon Burger, which has 6 slices of bacon, an egg, 2 slices of American cheese and 2 slices of cheddar cheese, Tucker sauce, spring mix, and tomato. You get that for just $10 on Mondragon Mondays, which is today. And then October, there's 3 or 4 days left. October's burger of the month is the Francisco half-pound burger, melty, thick-cut provolone, oregano and red pepper flakes, homemade chimichurri, tomatoes, and a toasted ciabatta bun brings it all together. That's available only this month. So through Thursday at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Check them out online if you've never seen it. The website is tuckerdukes.com. They're very active on Instagram and Twitter as well. They're must-follows. I highly suggest you follow them. And they've got 2 locations in our area. Tucker Duke's has Deerfield Beach, 1101 South Powerline Road. That's a block south of Southwest 10th Street where the Sawgrass ends. And they're in Boca Raton at 1658 North Federal Highway, which is just north of Glades on Federal. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, home of the Hockman Burger, the best burger you will ever get your hands on. Again, you can check out their website, tuckerdukes.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. We will come back with John Michaels talking some Hurricanes football next on Hockman and Crowder. It's gonna be some dread. Back live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Getting you ready for some Dolphins Monday Night Football tonight. Zach Duarte is with me as Channing Crowder is hosting the Dolphins pregame show on our sister station. Before we get to John Michaels here, let me talk to you about All American Roofing quickly because, you know, you turn on the weather, they're always talking about rain. Turn on the news, they're always talking about the weather. And then you start thinking about your house and your roof. And maybe you've noticed, I talked to somebody last week, you start to see that little, it's like a little dime-sized discoloration on the ceiling somewhere in your house, and you know, uh-oh, there's a roof leak. Look, if you're experiencing any of that kind of stuff, you got to call my friends All American Roofing. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors. They're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And I'm telling you, you don't want to play around with your roof. If you do start to see that first sign of a roof leak, you need to call All American Roofing. And they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security savings and comfort for you and your family. So call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. John Michaels is with us. He's a veteran sports radio host. You can hear him nationwide on SB Nation Radio. You can hear him in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. You can read his thoughts on the Hurricanes at stateoftheu.com. And he is a frequent contributor on this very program. And John Michaels is there. Hello, John. Is John Michaels there?
Let me drop him here and call him back again.
Out of the town of Hassan.
Oh, there he is. There he is. Hold on. Is he still here? Are you there? We couldn't hear you, John. We were having some phone issues earlier today, too. What's up, John?
I was saying, it's Florida State Week. I'm bringing all of the family down, all three kids, the wife. We just ordered a bunch of new stuff for teams wear. I cannot wait to go kick some Seminole ass this weekend.
You know, the line is Hurricanes plus 4.5, and I think it opened at Hurricanes plus 5.5. You think they're going to win straight up, huh?
You're damn right I do. I would never say, even in the years when they had Jimbo Fisher and Jameis Winston and all these other guys, I always thought Miami was going to win, because if there's a game that our kids are always going to be jacked up for, it's against Florida State. There's not going to be any worry about coming out with the lull that they played against Georgia Tech with. It's going to be, this is balls to the wall Miami Hurricane football, because if anything, these kids realize maybe this week more than ever what this game can mean. Malik Rozier, while he had some crappy years at quarterback, people are still playing highlights of that 2017 win, and Miami fans are now realizing, hey, we win this one, we get 3 in a row, and it feels really good to not have the Seminoles messing with us in what's been a down year.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. Zach and I were talking about this earlier. Like, I can't get a beat on the Hurricanes this season. If you had told me that they were going to lose to Pitt by 14, I'd have believed you. If you had told me that they were going to win by 30, I'd have believed you. Like, I just can't get a beat on this team.
And that's the most frustrating part about it. You know, I tweeted this over the weekend at John Michaels, you shameless plug for my Twitter page. But I tweeted it over the weekend. I said, they've now beaten the supposed two best teams outside of themselves in the Coastal Division, yet you lost to Georgia Tech, you lost to Virginia Tech and North Carolina, who before the year we would have penciled all those in as wins. I have no idea what we're going to get, not only from game to game, I don't know what we're going to get from play to play. they'll make a tremendous play, and then the next time, you'll have three offensive linemen fall down, and our quarterback will cower up like a turtle that's about to get attacked by a shark. So you have no idea what you're getting out of this team. I can't imagine what Manny Diaz has to go through on practice on a day-to-day basis, dealing with these kids who, again, give great effort one play and some pretty lackluster effort the next.
John, what's going on? It's good to talk to you. I've actually been meaning to reach out to you to get you on the show, but I hear you every week on Hawkman and Crowder. You do a great job. But I want to ask you as to where you sit with Manny Diaz and the coaching staff, because I've been a big defender of the coaching staff, not because I think they should be absolved of all the blame, but I don't think if there's a pie chart of blame to go around that the coaching staff deserves the bigger chunk of it, because simply put, and I know it doesn't mean very much, but if they have a competent kicker, they're two or three wins better than they are. I'm not going to go out and say they're 7-0 or 8-0 or anything like that, but they'd be 5-2 and 6-2 if you just had a kicker who could kick a 25 or 30-yard field goal, John.
Yeah, you're right on with that, Zach. I still put some blame on the coaches. Manny, to me, he gets a pass, and I said it last week, Manny gets a pass only for the fact that he's year number one, and he's dealing with, obviously, a lot taking over for a football team that's starting a couple of freshmen on the offensive line, quarterback uncertainty all year. You still don't really have an explosive playmaker who makes plays. I know Jeff Thomas is fast, but he doesn't make a lot of plays yet. But I've seen a lot of discomfort on calling plays from both coordinators. The fact that Manny had to take over in some spots for Blake Baker lets me know that he didn't like what Blake Baker was doing. And the fact that Dan Enos is putting up a worse offense than Mark Richt did a year ago with better quarterback play, albeit, that's the part to me that they cannot be exonerated for. I think Dan Enos, more than anybody, has tried to do square peg, round hole. He's continued to try to make us an under-center team and try to pound the football. When you have finesse offensive linemen who just don't get much of a push, you had 200 yards against Pitt. I know Pitt's pretty stout defensively, but something's got to be better from both of those coordinators if they want to stay around in Coral Gables more than this year.
No, look, I agree with you. And again, I want to make sure that my point is that I'm not absolving the coaching staff of any blame, just that I think that you have to take a look at the individual players. And first of all, there's not a lot of senior leadership on this team. Jeff Thomas was supposed to be one of those guys. He's getting suspended in the middle of the season. Shaq Quarterman, while he's a great example of what you want to do off the field, there's not a lot of game-changing plays that Shaq Quarterman has made. There's an interception that hit him right in the hands at the end of the Georgia Tech game, and he dropped it. And that's supposed to be your senior defensive leader. And for me, I just don't see the playmakers on this team. And I totally understand what you're saying about the offense, but when you can't block anybody at the offensive line, you're not going to be able to do anything offensively.
Yeah, but here's the problem. I heard all offseason about how Dan Enos was going to scheme around protection issues. We kind of knew the offensive line was going to be bad. I didn't think it would be this awful this year. I thought it would be better than that. But you have a scenario now where he hasn't schemed anything. I watched Jaron Williams take seven-step drop. Two freshman offensive linemen who had a better chance. I had a better chance of coming out of the crowd and blocking than some of those guys did. So, Dan Enos, look yourself in the mirror. Don't hype me up in the offseason about this spread coast offense and how you're going to adapt to the personnel that you have. And then here we are 8 games into the season, and I still haven't seen you adapt and make things better. I do agree with part of what you're saying, and I've told Hawk and Crowder this many times. There's a soft-ass mentality going on with the U right now. Some of these players are so entitled to say, hey, I've got the U on the side of my helmet. That automatically makes me a really good player. And that couldn't be further from the truth. You need to go out and put the work in. Miami won because they used to outwork people. I don't think these kids, when I keep hearing about guys skipping practice or walking off the practice field or Manny having to stop practice because they're not putting in the work, there's an entitlement issue. He needs to scrub that from this program sooner rather than later, or we're going to continue to be a middle-of-the-road ACC team that can't get back to the glory days that we once had.
John Michaels, you can hear him nationally on SB Nation Radio. The win on Saturday, though, that's a nice little victory at Pitt under some adversity, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it felt great. You know, yeah. The bad thing, Hawk, and you know, for 2 years, it seems like every game I go into it and I'm like, man, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to be fine. I'm just going to sit back and watch college football. And usually mid-third quarter, I'm steaming and I'm deleting and retweeting and doing all kinds of things that keep myself in trouble. The Pitt game, I kept going, all right, we're going to make a play. We're going to make a play. The defense is playing too well. And when they go up 12-10 and Jaron has a ball, I think he hits KJ Osborne on about a 10-yard curl that ricochets off his chest. I said, oh, boy, here we go again. But Jaron made a couple of plays that I really like. The scramble play will be forgotten because it wasn't the touchdown throw. But that scramble he makes on third down and four to be able to pick up a first down and then two plays later hit K.J. Osborne for the winner, maybe that's the play that sparks your team for the rest of the year. Maybe you can turn this into an actual winning streak and get some consistency. I love the fight I saw on Saturday afternoon.
Who'd you like to see Saturday as the quarterback? Jaron Williams, I'm guessing?
I guess. It's the toughest question at this point, I guess. You know, last week I wanted to see Nakosi Perry, and then you realize maybe his shoulder was hurt a heck of a lot more than we actually thought it was because he looked off. He didn't look like he could throw. Maybe the break for Jaron Williams gave him a reduced focus. I've said all along, I want to know how bad Tate Martell is that this kid can't get a sniff for an offense that's averaging 22 points a game. Find a package that this kid can come in and spark us. Third down and two, instead of running Wildcat with DJ Williams, how about running Wildcat with Tate Martell, where I know that he has the opportunity to throw the ball? I'd like to see what Dan and Manny are seeing there. Maybe the hype from high school and the hype from Ohio State isn't there, but I think there's got to be a time where you give him a chance. Although Jaron, I think, and again, this is I think Jaron's going to be your starter on Saturday at 3:30.
Yeah, that would be my guess as well. John Michaels, State of the Union, I was going to say SB Nation Radio and stateoftheu.com, and I combined them both. John Michaels, though, used to be a sideline reporter for the Atlanta Falcons radio network for many years. Are your Falcons going to swoop in and steal the Dolphins' number one draft pick?
if they do, the best thing you have going for you, and I retweeted something today, the Falcons have the second hardest remaining schedule. They stink something awful, and they still have to play the Saints twice, the Panthers twice, the Bucks twice. They might only win two games. Here's the good thing. They won't take Tua Tagovailoa if they do end up getting the first pick. I think the kid from Ohio State, Chase Young, there's a big bullseye on his chest, and he'd look really good here. You could get rid of lackluster Vic Beasley and his $12.8 million contract and actually get a defensive end in here that might get a sack throughout the year.
Everybody in Atlanta is done with Matt Ryan?
They shouldn't be, but then Matt Schaub throws for 460 yards yesterday. So, of course, the Matt Ryan haters are, we're better off without him. I said, yeah, the franchise never had back-to-back winning seasons before Matt Ryan got here. They've had the best stretch that they've ever had, and you're ready to run him out of town. No, I will say this. The fans might be done with him. The organization's not done with him. He's not going anywhere. What I will say, I don't know how much you got to see our game yesterday. It was embarrassing how few fans were there. There were way more Seahawks fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium than there were Atlanta Falcons fans.
But, I mean, that happens in a season like this. I never blame fans on that. Although, isn't it like $2 sodas and $2 nachos at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yeah, you get $2 just about anything you want. So it's like $5 beers. Now, the problem is the PSLs cost $30,000 that people had to purchase a couple of years ago, those stupid personal seat licenses. And people have complained all the way, and a lot of fans have sold them off. That place, unfortunately, as beautiful it is, has never had an atmosphere, even when the team is good. The only atmosphere we get here is Atlanta United. Our soccer team, you'll get $70,000 in there, and it'll be insane. Falcons, people show up. They mitigate around down on the field. They want to drink. They want to be seen. They don't care about watching football.
John, you've had a tough fandom year with your kickers, not only in Miami, but Matt Bryant. Like that has to be like the most frustrating way to lose a game, right?
It's super exacerbating because I've gotten to know Matt throughout the year. His wife used to listen to my radio show here in Atlanta all the time. He's one of the great guys that plays in the NFL. And both of my teams have the yips. Nobody can make a kick. I had seen Miami, talk about the Canes, I think lose once on a missed kick that I can remember. I remember the missed kick, the block at the Rock a few years ago when Florida State blocked the extra point. And that was the worst feeling I've ever had. This year, I'm like, when Camden Price, whatever the hell his name was, lined up for a kick, I'm like, oh, Lord, a 22-yarder. There's never a time you should be holding your breath when your kicker is kicking a 22-yarder. Yet that's where we're at the University of Miami right now. I just hope, guys, I'll be in Tallahassee. And, again, I have my kids with me, so I'm going to have to be a little more subdued than I normally am. Please don't let this game come down to a kick. Please don't let us have to make a game-winning field goal against Florida State. I just want to put them away before that comes to pass.
Yeah, I was saying it earlier in the show. If you're a Hurricanes fan, you know that it's come down to a kick several times for FSU, and we've been the we've been on the right side of that most of the times, the wide right side of that most of the time. But yeah, I don't want to see it come down to a kick either. I think their entire game changes because they can't rely on a kick. So you're right. They trot out the kicking team with a 22-yarder, and you're holding your breath, which means if you have a 30-yard field goal, you're going to think twice before you're even going to kick that. It's such a game changer that you know, people sleep on the kicking situation. Look at what the Bears are going through. And the Bears, ever since they got rid of Robbie Gould, they've been going through that, and they went through it yesterday too.
It's different though when it's an extra point.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But I mean, it just changes the entire complexity of the game when you don't have a reliable kicker for the easiest of kicks. It changes the entire complexity of the game, as evidenced by Manny Diaz going for two in a situation that you'd never go for two in. What was that, the Virginia Tech game, I think? Yeah, the Virginia Tech game where they went for two.
Yeah, or even this last game when they scored a touchdown. They go up 16-12. They went for two.
Yep.
For one. Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
John Michaels.
I was going to say you had the ball fourth down at about the 25-yard line. Mm-hmm. It's a 42-yard field goal, and he goes, I'm just going to go for it. We're good.
Yeah, you can.
You don't need to
kick
from here.
Because you know you can't make it. I'm telling you, it changes everything. John Michael, what's your Monday night football plans? You going to watch the big battle, the big showdown tonight in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's Benson and Hedges against Ryan Tannehill. Who the hell's quarterback for the Dolphins now? Ryan Fitzpatrick? Does it even matter? I mean, what's crazy, the Dolphins have been on, what, the most Monday night football games ever, and this is the matchup we have to watch this year. Of course I'll watch. I don't get to see the Dolphins much up here, so I'll pay attention. I want to see Mark Walton. I think I picked him up in fantasy. So now that Kenyon Drake is gone, Walton might get some more carries and some touches, and I might have me some free sleeper points out of a guy that I didn't imagine having at the beginning of the year. But I'll be interested more. I like watching train wrecks, so I got a feeling tonight will be a disaster.
Yeah, it's certainly shaping up to be that way. I was actually saying earlier, I was looking at some of the betting lines. It's 46.5 is the over for Mark Walton rushing yards, and I'm a big believer that he's going to hit over 46.5. I think I'm going to put a little something-something on that.
Nothing wrong with that. I'd probably put a 20 spot on that. I think he could take some of the money I owe Channing and put that on Mark Walton.
try to win it back for you. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. And if you see him Saturday in Tallahassee, you'll recognize him. He's got the – so your son's name is Kane, right? He's going to be with you at the game?
Yeah, Kane will be with me. My other son, Julian, our daughter, Sophia, and my wife, Urania. They'll all be there. They're all going to be decked out in Miami gear. Like I said, ordered some new stuff from Kane's Wear. Kane is the one that everybody knows because his name is Kane. But they've never been to Tallahassee. I said, you have no idea what you're getting into, but you'll keep your dad out of a lot of trouble. Because typically when I'm down there, I'm drunk and obnoxious. So that won't
John,
happen
did you,
this week.
Did you ever think of naming your second son Finn?
No, I did not.
How about Falcon?
I almost named him Sebastian.
Oh, that would have been pretty cool. That's kind of cool. Look at you. This guy is a Canes fan through and through. I always say, biggest Canes fan in sports media. There's no question in my mind.
I got one for you. How about Bubba?
Don't name him Bubba.
No, Bubba, but I tried to sneak the middle name in of either Dorsey or Irvin, and I got the side eye. Like, no, you're going far enough with Kane. You're not getting Dorsey or Irvin in there.
That's excellent. That's really funny. I wanted to name my son Jordan Scotty Hockman for Jordan and Scotty Pippen, and my wife said, no, we're not doing that. John Michaels, follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. Thanks, John. Have fun in Tallahassee.
Anytime, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. There you go. John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Let me talk about Cameron Hughes Wine. I've been talking about Cameron Hughes Wine on this radio show for a while now. In fact, this weekend someone came up to me and said they heard me talk about it on the radio, and they ordered a few bottles, and then they opened one on Friday night, and his wife said it was the best bottle of wine they've ever had. Cameron Hughes Wine is a brilliant business model. They source the top-rated wines directly from the best wineries. And I've explained it to you on the radio. You know, the best wineries, they overproduce their wines, but then they don't bottle it all. They only bottle a select few, and that's how they keep the prices high. Cameron Hughes gets these wines and then sells them under his own label for a fraction of the price. The website is chwine.com. I'm talking luxury wines at affordable prices. For example, if you hop on chwine.com, you can get yourself a bottle or two from Lot 686, which is an Alexander Valley Cabernet, a smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. It has a 5-star review average and was just awarded 94 points and a platinum medal from the Sommelier Challenge International Wine Competition. Again, the website is chwine.com. They've got this incredible offer right now, 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code Hockman when you're checking out. You'll save money. You'll drink the best wine. Wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 or more, you get it for a fraction of the cost. These wines are incredible. They do sell out quickly. So go to chwine.com right now to get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy 3 or more bottles. You just got to enter my code Hockman at checkout. That's Hochman. So go to that website right now, chwine.com. Enter the code Hockman for 20% off 3 bottles or more, plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door. It's chwine.com. We'll take a little break here from Twin Peaks and Davey. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. It is Hockman and Crowder, a Man Cave Monday. Zach Duarte is filling in for Channing Crowder this afternoon. This hour on the Hockman and Crowder Show, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. A little change in the normal afternoon plans here. Duarte and I are on till 6 o'clock. We're on 790 The Ticket only, AM 790, FM 104.3. Channing Crowder's on the air right now with Chris Whittingham on the Dolphins pregame show that's on our sister station, 560 The Joe. They'll bring you all the way up until kickoff around 8:15, 8:20 this evening, and then you'll be able to hear that game, the Dolphins game, on 560 The Joe, and you'll be able to hear some Panthers hockey late night tonight here on 790 The Ticket. We went long with John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta in the next segment, but in the last segment, but this week is a fun week. Miami FSU week is always a fun week. I don't care what the records are. You get a nice rivalry game like that. It's always fun leading up to it. And then Dolphins Jets too is always going to be a fun week as well. So.
And look, the good thing too about the rest of the sports is that the Panthers and Heat are pretty relevant right now.
I'll tell you, by the end of the season, I've been impressed with the Heat, what I saw in the first three games, and I've been waiting to be impressed by the Panthers. I thought it was a slow-ish start, but now they seem to be coming together. So I think you're going to have a fun winter, right? If you're a South Florida sports fan, with the Heat and the Panthers, I think we've got a fun winter in store. And Jimmy Butler will make his debut tomorrow night in front of the Miami crowd at the American Airlines Arena. That place should be – are you going to that game, Solana?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, because now it'll be the actual debut for Jimmy Butler.
Right, yeah. Look, the Panthers have an 8-game point streak. Wow, some of those have been some disappointing shootout losses. I think that both the Panthers and the Heat will be playing into the spring, and the NFL draft is in the spring.
And
so April,
the NFL draft, you're going to have a ton of picks.
Ooh, April's going to be a fun month, Hawk.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Panthers, you talk about it, like the starts have been notoriously slow. Mm-hmm. But when you can put points, obviously you want to get 2 points, but if you can get out of every game with a point, you can go on an 8-game point streak, like, yeah, you're good. Like, you do that at the beginning of the season.
You got to get wins, though.
Makes everything easier towards the end of the season, which we're so used to them having to make up points in this ferocious manner. So things seem to be going well there, and certainly things seem to be going well in Miami with the Miami Heat. So you're excited tomorrow, Solana. That's going to be a big night there at the American Airlines Arena.
It is, and it's a good opponent. You were talking about Trae Young and how much you like him. So it's going to be a really fun night. I think the AAA will be electric.
Yep, I would agree with that. 5 o'clock hour is going to be the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We open that up just moments from now. Again, me and Zach Duarte for the next hour here on 790 The Ticket. Dolphins pregame show going on right now on our sister station, 560 The Joe, with Chris Whittingham and Channing Crowder. And then Channing and I will be back in studio tomorrow, and we will break down everything that happened in the Dolphins game tonight. I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, and I talk about them almost every day because, you know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV. It all starts with you going to see my friends Sherry and Steve at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. Their beautiful RVs provide the comforts of home. They're nicer than a lot of hotel rooms you'd ever stay in. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, a king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. So one of the things I say, you know, like today's a Monday. So maybe you're thinking about, okay, Monday, I got to get some stuff done for the week. One of the things you should be thinking about is planning your trip either for Thanksgiving break, which is about a month away, or for Christmas and New Year's. You start thinking about this, like, amazing RV trip over Thanksgiving break, maybe where the leaves are changing colors, or you go see family somewhere chilly. That'd be a fun RV trip. Or, like I said, an RV getaway for Christmas or New Year's. Start planning it now. They sell out for the holidays. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals has been in business over 15 years. They're located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. So like I say, it's a Monday. You can call them right now. Maybe make an appointment to go see them tomorrow or Wednesday. Say, hey, I want to see what kind of RVs you have there and maybe plan something for the holidays. Call them at 954-520-0075 or go to their website, campusarv.com. If you currently own an RV, you need parts or service, they got you covered. If you're interested in renting out your RV, you can call them, get more info on their rental program. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They're in Pompano Beach. Again, give them a call, 954-520-0075, or go to their website, campusarv.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.